All right.
Season's greetings.
Season's beatings up in this beat. So after all that nonsense we had with the first round, or actually with the pick'em rounds, we coming back at
in
you.
In my sleigh.
So I'm back in there.
Watch out, look me. I come in my sleigh.
That's what she said.
In my sleigh. Watch out, look me. I come in my sleigh.
Episode 97.
In my sleigh.
That's right.
In
not
my
a bad boy.
Sleigh.
Not a bad boy. That's right.
Jingle my bells. I'm gonna do a Christmas album.
you might need to do like a holiday EP for all things like Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas,
eggnog and head nods.
Egg nods.
Yeah, spiked egg nod.
Yeah, man. So we finally got this tournament situation straightened out.
Yeah.
We about to run through the first few rounds real proper like.
It's about to get extra crucial.
Suave is going to be on the knowledge tip. I'm going to help, you know what I'm saying, where I get in, where I fit in. But man, listen, some of these are going to be layups.
So, look, how do we want to do this? Are we going to pick a winner off legacy or pick a winner of who we think would win that matchup, like in an actual match?
I'm already thinking who's gonna win the actual match, because there's one match in this first round is gonna throw people for a loop if they're not familiar.
Okay.
And this comes early.
Because me personally, I think I'm gonna pick off the criteria of one, who's my favorite, two, who has the better legacy, and three, who would actually win in a real life matchup.
So okay, all right. So those are great criteria. We can come to a consensus on that. So
score along at home.
So legacy number one.
Yep.
Who would win the actual match?
Second was legacy, and then who's my favorite?
Yeah, favorite, legacy, and who would actually win the match?
Facts.
All right. So we can run through those real quick. First match. Let's do it. So this is the round of 64.
I get it.
Nobody's any particularly seated.
Just go in the order that we drafted, or however that broke down on the bracket.
Now, if you're keeping score based on what you heard earlier, the first team picked is going against the last team picked.
Facts.
But that doesn't mean that's how that they're seated that way. That's just how the tournament breaks down. So don't be upset if your bracket don't match up. Just follow along, B.
And here's the whole thing. Like, Wood had the overall first pick, which means usually the first team in each bracket is his. But somewhere along this tournament, we're going to forget about all that and just be arguing for the tag team we think should win.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm not even arguing for who picked who, because we literally pick numbers.
Yeah, we pick numbers. So
we have no dogs in this race.
It's going to be really difficult to figure out who picked the tag team that went over. Overall?
Oh, I can figure it out.
I mean, of course.
No messiah, but I'm petty.
I mean, this is a house of learned doctors. We can track down we got it.
We have data in front of us.
You feel me?
All right, so with no further ado.
Let's go.
First matchup.
First.
Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard, the Brain Busters, versus Henry O and Phineas, the Godwins.
Arn and Tully, stop wasting time.
No further questions.
Tex Slashinger and Shanghai Pierce, thank you so much for participating, but it's time to go.
Factoid.
I'm not even going to play no games.
Let me just go ahead and give the Brain Busters one, the update. Godwins zero. And that puts the Brain Busters as your winners. All right.
Dig what I'm saying.
Nasty Boys versus Power and Glory.
This is a lot closer than you would think, depending on when you saw the Nasty Boys first.
Their legacy is all popularity. Let's keep it a buck.
Facts.
They're
former WWF tag team champions.
Yep, that's a fact.
Didn't
they win the WCW tag champs?
No.
Huh.
They weren't there long enough.
Got you, okay.
That's kind of it. I mean,
but Power and Glory.
Wait. I take that back. They were WC. They should have been WCW Tag Team Champions like in 93, 94. I was thinking about their first run in 90.
No. I'm talking about like the disappearing Disney era.
Yeah, WCW. I feel like they were tag champs in that era. Let me go ahead and look that up just to make certain.
Meanwhile, Power and Glory was Paul Roma, right?
Yes.
And who was Glory?
Hercules Hernandez.
They never won the tag team championships.
Nope.
Hercules was at the end of his career.
He was at the end of his WWF run because he had another run as Super Invader in WCW.
Yeah, but that was, again, the end of his career. It was the tail end of his career. He had more shine in Mid-South than he had at that point in WCW or the WWF for that matter.
Yes, the Nasty Boys became tag team champions at Fall Brawl 1993.
Thank you.
In WCW, managed by Missy Hyatt.
So that said, Nasty Boys for that reason are going to go over because that's 2-0. As far as who would win the actual match, in theory, you would like to think that Paul Roman and Hercules Hernandez would go over. But again, who has the pencil? People that usually are in the Nasty Boys has in their pocket.
And here's the thing is Power and Glory. We look at them fondly because of their run, but they didn't have a very long tenure as a tag team.
Nope.
Like, I remember them going over the Rockers at SummerSlam 90, and then by the time WrestleMania 7 comes along, which is the following March or April of 1991, they're getting squashed by the Road Warriors.
Brian Knobbs is actually still getting run as a Nasty Boy right now, even though he's long retired.
These things are true.
So, yeah.
Next matchup.
Street Profits versus the Guerreros, not to be confused with Los Guerreros. We're talking about Chavo, Hector, and Mondo.
Legacy off top goes to the Guerreros.
Yes, I agree. They stretch across multiple territories in the Southwest, including World Class, Mid-South, and the El Paso territory. Also, Houston and San Antonio as well. You also had them at a run in AWA.
Okay.
And they even had a feud. Hector and Chavo Senior had Chavo Classic, rest in peace, had a run against the WWE Network Mid South Wrestling for 8 straight weeks. The last match was Rock and Roll Express versus the Guerreros for 8 straight weeks. Wow. And it went, you know, TV time remaining, they went off the air with this match going on for 8 straight weeks.
Wow.
So there's something for you to watch, but Legacy definitely goes to Guerreros, as Street Profits have only been around for about 4 years at this point.
Favorite is gonna go Street Profits, just because I haven't watched a lot of the original Guerreros.
Favorite, definitely Street Profits. The Guerreros were how can I say it? Strong style luchadors. Wasn't a lot of flipping. Flipping for them, high flying for them was head scissors, because in Mid-South it was flying off the top rope was illegal.
Lucha Libre submission style.
For that reason alone, and the fact of the evolution of the sport, I'm giving it to Street Profits.
I'm not going to argue with you.
There it is. All right. So Street Profits go over the Guerreros in a good matchup. Now we get to the money.
Okay.
We can early. Sweet Stan Lane. Beautiful Bobby Eaton, the Midnight Express versus Nick and Matt Jackson, the Young Bucks.
Midnight Express. You act like that was going to be difficult.
Legacy, Midnight Express.
Off top.
Favorites.
Midnight Express.
Jim Cornette separates this one.
The fact that Jim Cornette is at ringside should tell you somebody getting hit with a racket. They getting hit with a shoot tennis racket shot. Midnight Express all day long.
Yeah. All right. So.
And I know that was one of mine because I picked 45 and the Young Bucks were 45. Yep. I don't care. Out of there. Get them out of here.
What it is what it is. Faces of Fear versus the Age of the Fall.
Faces of Fear. Stop talking to me.
Ming is arguably the toughest person to ever put on a pair of wrestling boots or ever step into a wrestling ring outside of the wrestling ring.
And then his cousin's the Barbarian. I get serious. Get serious.
If there were ever Gorillas of Destiny, it's these guys.
Look, we tried to rep for the mid-major indie and put the Age of the Fall from Ring of Honor on here.
They showed up and they got exited real quick.
Waxed.
Good Brothers versus AOP. Now, here's a clash style.
Okay.
Good Brothers have the legacy. We're talking Japan.
Yeah.
A lackluster WWE run where they did win the tag championships.
Right.
Current Impact Tag Team Champions who showed up last night on AEW Dynamite with the Impact World Tag Team Championships. That's neither here nor there.
Okay. I'm going to go Good Brothers just because AOP really doesn't have enough... they don't have enough film.
They don't have enough legacy. Let's start with that.
Yeah, they don't have enough legacy. Former NXT Tag Team Champions. All the potential in the world.
And the one thing that really...
like, believable badasses.
If this is a match, I'm going with AOP. However, the one thing that separates them from being my favorite is the fact that they got rid of Paul Ellering. However it happened.
You're going to hold that against them?
Yes.
Well, even though they're still in contact with each other.
If Ellering were never... It's just like the Road Warriors. You always associate Ellering with the Road Warriors, whether he was at ringside or not. You couldn't do that with AOP.
I'm always going to side with, like, you know... That would be like second, third generation Bullet Club.
Yep.
So yeah, I'm with that.
All right. So Good Brothers.
Good Brothers advance.
Proud and Powerful, Santana and Ortiz versus the Hollies. This is easy. Rest in peace, Crash, and we haven't seen Bob. So Santana and Ortiz, you advance to the lightning round.
Yeah, they're just a better tag team.
Matt and Jeff Hardy versus Balls Mahoney and Axel Rotten. Here's interesting.
It's the Hardys, but.
Hardys have the legacy because of longevity. Rest in peace to both Balls Mahoney and Axel Rotten.
Facts.
Their career was shortened because of the style they chose to use.
I always liked the hardcore chair swinging freaks, but it seemed like every time I saw them, they were getting put through something on fire by the Dudley Boys. And if you're not going to be able to swing chairs in the match, then...
There's a term, lovable losers. Well, meanwhile, the Hardys have always been lovable winners.
Yeah, and I'm not the biggest Hardy Boys fan. Not that I don't like them. They're just not in the top tier for me.
Yeah.
So it's still Hardy Boys, though, off top.
The Road Warriors versus the Gangsters.
New Jack, I'm sorry to do this. Mustafa's taking the pin.
Let's talk.
Let's keep it 100.
No disrespect to nobody.
No disrespect to nobody involved. Just... if we're going to go favorites, New Jack is my favorite person out of the four.
For numerous reasons.
For so many reasons.
I agree.
But overall, we're talking about tag team legacy, favorite tag team, not individual. And then who would win in a real match is like, I mean, I know New Jack ain't losing, air quotes, but...
I just want to know how dirty... this is the first time, maybe the only time, I'm calling who would win in a real fight match a draw. I don't know.
Possibly, because like if you do prime gangsters, like prime New Jack and Mustafa versus prime Road Warriors, it's a possibility that somebody getting cut.
Because prime Road Warriors to me is like that indie jumping or territory jumping to AWA era, right around 84, 85, when people were legit scared of the Road Warriors.
Yeah, because they were jumping on people and beating them up in real life. But you're not going to be able to do that.
Shouts out to Steve Kern and Stan Lane, the Fabulous Ones.
You can't do that with New Jack and Mustafa. Neither one of them. New Jack going to pull out a crossbow.
New Jack legit missed out on an attempted murder case from something that happened in the ring.
Man, I'll say the Road Warriors because they can't just leave the tournament this soon. But
there has to be a winner, and only because there has to be a winner, I'm going with the Road Warriors. By count
out, winners by count out,
and Mustafa is the one that got counted out.
That part, or New Jack was somewhere climbing to the second level to jump off,
and the referee did not stop,
bruh.
And mind you, this is either in Japan, the world class, where there's a 20 count outside
Japan,
the ring.
Japan, red shoes is counting.
All right,
let's go.
Hard one. All right, FBI versus Sanity. This is more of an even matchup here.
I'm a bigger fan of the full-blooded Italians than ECW.
Yes, Tracy Smothers transcended multiple eras and used the same gimmick. And while using the same gimmick, elevated that same gimmick each time he reinvented it.
Neither team really has a legacy.
If you want to talk about a team legacy, it would be FBI because of One Night Stand in WWE.
Now, do you want the version with Tracy Smothers or you want the version with Tony Mamaluke?
The legacy goes with Tracy Smothers.
And the Big Don, Tommy Rich.
Yeah, yeah. The legacy goes there.
I'm cool with that FBI.
Sanity was only around for a cup of coffee.
Bro, it could have been so much better.
So much better, man. Shouts out to the pencil.
Because for a small period of time, they kind of presented Sanity the way I wanted the Wyatts to look.
Mm. Yeah. And what I hate is that they're recycling Sanity's entrance on Retribution. That's a whole other conversation. FBI for the win.
Let's move forward.
All right. I'm glad the music is fading for this one.
Uh-oh.
The homicidal, genocidal, suicidal, Sabu.
Uh-huh.
And Mr. Saturday Night. Mr. Monday Night, Mr. Thursday Night, Mr. Friday Night, Mr. Every Night of the Week, Rob Van Dam versus Ron Simmons and Hacksaw Butch Reed.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Sabu and RVD with referee Bill Alfonso.
Right down the middle, daddy.
Versus Doom with either.
Are these two of your picks? I feel like these are two of your picks.
I don't think so. It might be. I can't see the numbers, so I couldn't tell you.
Right. Because okay.
But versus Butch Reed, Ron Simmons, and with either Woman or Theodore R. Long.
Doom wins legacy off top, being the first Black World Tag Team Champions. They're managed by pencil pusher Teddy Long.
Reed is one of my all-time favorites.
Again, they're one of my favorite tag teams, and
I think they would win. Matter of fact,
in a real match, I have no doubt.
Ron would be okay. Ron would be professional. Butch is who I'd worried about in 1990-91.
No, I mean, Ron's gonna be professional, but at the same time, he is the guy who said I'm unfuckwittable. So, and look. Sabu and Van Dam, because I'm from that era of ECW kids, so I was watching, you know, pay-per-views and Heat Wave 98. I saw them wrestle Hayabusa and Jinsei Shinzaki.
Rest in peace, Hayabusa.
You know what I'm saying? So they're amongst my favorite tag teams ever just because I love that kamikaze style they have. But you ain't finna do a whole bunch of that with Doom.
And I think it will fly off the rails real quick because you're talking about flying for no reason versus ground and the epitome of ground and pound. Ron Simmons is only coming off the second rope.
You ever seen the movie I Spy?
Yeah.
Shout out to Kelly Robinson. Kelly Robinson, baby. I'm 55-0. I kick your ass, baby. That's it.
All right. Doom it is. This is the first underseed that's going up. Well, again, it's not seeding, but yeah, you get it.
Yeah.
Undertaker, Kane, Brothers of Destruction versus Scott Hall and Kevin Nash, The Outsiders.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. See, it's hard. Okay. It's hard to say that The Outsiders win legacy, but as a tag team,
they don't.
They do.
Hall and Nash?
Hall and Nash, because of what Hall and Nash signify.
Oh, okay.
Both. Because of historical impact as a tag team. Because
I'm thinking about WCW, but The Outsiders, they span WCW, WWE, and TNA.
True. They've been in all three. They changed the contract structure of the entire business.
Forever
with their jump to WCW. Part of one of the top five factions ever in wrestling history.
Arguably top two, depending on who you ask.
Kane and The Undertaker is kind of like an on-again, off-again alliance. Undertaker said it himself, like, we couldn't stay as a tag team and be tag team champions because who's going to beat us?
On top of that, here's the cool thing about them. Even as a part, I've made this comparison a few times about how there should be, like, New Day with Big E, Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston as separate entities who form Voltron when needed. If that sign goes up in the sky, they come together. That's more always been Undertaker and Kane. Yeah, up until about even about 2 years ago was the last time we saw them together.
When you see the urn in the sky, then you know.
Yeah. So
it's a coin. It really is a coin flip.
Legacy
as a tag team.
I'm going to go with the Outsiders because I was looking short sighted. Oh, but long term, there was more long term viability out of that at them two as a unit. Because even when they pop up now on TV, they pop up together. They don't pop up separate.
And then I feel like I don't know if either team has a classic. They didn't. I don't feel like either. Now, we look at the Brothers of Destruction versus Chronic as a classic before.
For the wrong reasons.
That's a potato ball.
I was actually about to bring that one up, but for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, it's a classic for the wrong reasons. I can't think of an Outsiders match that was a classic. Because they didn't have a lot of competition.
They had a lot of classic moments.
They had classic moments, had classic promos. I don't necessarily know if they had a classic tag team match.
One of the first times I heard a belligerent curse on live television was with Kevin Nash. And, I mean, just even Kevin Nash blowing his quad out on Raw was a moment.
Go to the coin flip app because I can't find my way to. I can't find a.
I'm leaning towards Hall and Nash and the.
I kind of am too, but at the same time,
the hip hop in me is wanting me to go Hall and Nash because they, in their 40s, bro, in their 40s, they exemplify what we were doing in the 90s.
They tapped into 90s hip hop culture. That's all the NWO was on the surface until they started growing to like astronomical numbers of members. The nucleus was like, okay, if NWA was a wrestling group.
All right, so we got Hall and Nash. Well, actually, how are we doing this? Who's heads, who's tails?
Outsiders are heads, Brothers of Destruction tails.
All right, Outsiders heads, Brothers of Destruction tails. We're flipping it now. Coming down. Brothers, Outsiders heads.
All right, cool. I can live with it.
All right. Outsiders win on a coin flip.
Next. That probably will not be the last coin flip of this tournament.
May not be the last coin flip of this round.
Yikes. Let's get it.
British Bulldogs versus American Alpha.
British Bulldogs.
Listen, when, rest in peace to both of them, when the Dynamite Kid was in his bag, fam.
Yeah.
When he was in his bag.
On Legacy is British Bulldogs. On Favorite is probably British Bulldogs. Because I feel like American Alpha, while they are absolutely great in in-ring performance, they're a knockoff of a knockoff.
WGTT.
Yeah. Which, to me, is like the second coming of the Steiners.
Straight up. So, it gets no better. We got the Bulldogs going over.
All right.
More of a generational thing. The early 80s versus the early 90s. The Hart Foundation versus the Rockers.
Damn it, bro. Hart Foundation. It's hard for me to say that.
As a unit.
Hart Foundation, because the Rockers were never tag team champions. Except for, there's this one incident. They did a 2 out of 3 falls match that the Rockers went over and won the titles, but the top rope, like in fall one, broke. So the ring was trash and the match wasn't airable. So they scraped it from history.
Ooh, didn't know that one. That's in my wheelhouse. Straight I didn't up. Know that one.
Straight up.
And the Rockers were always the lovable losers in the AWA as the Midnight Rockers, never really capturing. And Shawn Michaels' attitude turn started in the AWA prior to them getting signed to WWE. However, long-term viability, the Hart Foundation, Legacy, they stretched across 2 decades.
Facts.
They grew. they quote-unquote broke kayfabe when they let it be known that the British Bulldog was actually family. When Jim Neidhart was known as actually family, the entire Hart Foundation, even Brian Pillman spent time in the dungeon. So
facts.
Yeah, it's, I mean, as a faction, as a crew, record label, and a you know what I'm saying? Hart Foundation. Sure. The Mega Maniacs versus the Motor City Machine Guns. This ain't even close.
Mega Maniacs.
This ain't even close.
Motor City Machine Guns are the better tag team.
That with the better legacy.
Okay.
They're not my favorites, and they would not win this match.
So we're 2-2. Are we at another
No, because there's only three criteria. Are they who would win the match? Right. Who's your favorite? And what's their legacy?
Yeah, Motor City Machine Guns win legacy.
That's it.
But this is a tag team tournament, and that's like a makeshift. Because they're
who is booking?
Neither one of those guys are going to take the fall unless Macho Man's feeling generous.
Do either one have to make it to the next round?
I mean, somebody got to make it. But Motor City Machine Guns are a better team, and they have the longer tenure, which means they have the better resume. Mega Maniacs lasted like a summer.
Motor City Machine Guns were seen in Impact, TNA. Impact. So they were TNA and Impact World Tag Team Champions.
And I'm standing on the fact that if it's not for the Motor City Machine Guns, the Young Bucks don't exist.
You just caused an upset in my book, sir. That's a hell of a case. Motor City Machine Guns get the win on this one. That you literally turned me around with that.
You got to preserve the integrity. You know what I'm saying? It's a GOAT tag team tournament. The true tag team should go over.
And on that note, this makes this one so much easier.
Okay.
The Head Shrinkers versus Spivey and Vicious, the Skyscrapers.
That's a group of Samoans. I'm never betting against them.
Number one.
First and foremost.
They're also my favorite.
I think they have a better legacy because they were actually tag team champions. Like, that's not even difficult. Go ahead. The Head Shrinkers. Shout out to Alpha.
Yes, Alpha and Sika. Shouts out to Samu and Fatu.
Tonga Kid. You Haku, feel me? The Gorillas of Destiny. Just shout out to the whole Samoan Dynasty.
The whole crew, fam.
The whole squad.
All right, let's go to the other side of the bracket.
They'll do it.
Here's where it gets interesting.
Okay.
Bam Bam, Terry Gordy. Dr. Death, Steve Williams. Also known in Japan. Thanks to you having me do some research.
Yeah.
The Miracle Violence Connection.
That name by itself.
You could not use that in the United States. Let's be clear.
That name by itself is enough, depending on who they're up against.
Their legacy with matches against each other is what lets them becoming a tag team in Japan. It has nothing to do with the legacy of them as a tag team. But that's the precursor.
I believe
I digress.
They're tag team champions in Japan. Are they IWGP tag champions in Japan? Also, Unified World Tag Team Champions in WCW.
Yes.
So, yeah, who are they against? Because this is going to be rough. This is going to be a rough sell.
Bubba Ray and D-Von.
Ooh. The Dudleys. Well, the Dudley Boys went on legacy.
I think we stopped counting at 23 World Tag Team Championships. It may be 24, 25.
Yep.
ECW, WC, sorry, no WC.
Yep.
Well, WCW. Technically,
yes.
Yes, so ECW, WWF, WCW.
IWGP.
TNA, and also, I believe they did hold the NWA World Tag Team Championships.
I don't doubt it.
And if they did, they may have been the last NWA World Tag Team Champions in TNA and the first TNA World Tag Team Champions.
That legacy on its own should just trump.
Here is the problem.
What's the problem?
Doc and Gordy are my favorites out of these two, and it's close. It's close. Who wins the actual match? Doc and Gordy ground and pound. You won't see them go to the top rope.
If it's a shoot, it's Doc and Gordy. From that time period, if it's a shoot, it's Doc and Gordy.
Where does the match happen at?
See, that's the thing. I feel like the match happens with the ECW Dudley Boys in the ECW arena.
In which case, Doc, this is pre-Brawl for All Doc and post-Executioner Terry Gordy.
No. This is pre-Executioner.
Pre-executioner?
This is like 1992 when 91, 92 where they're in WCW where I first see them.
Oh, you said WCW. Okay, I'm thinking you said ECW.
No,
okay.
You said where would the match take place?
Yeah.
Well, somewhere around 94 in ECW. So like during the transition from Eastern Championship Wrestling
to Extreme. Yeah. Coin flip on this one?
Coin flip. I feel like Dudley.
I was gonna say, I think Dudley's get the edge because of the legacy. Their legacy is unmatched.
We just happen to look at them fondly because we're crate diggers of wrestling, and we know how violent it can become.
And I honestly implore anybody listening to this within an earshot to go check out some footage of Doc and Gordy as a team. It's so fulfilling to watch that. So Doc and Gordy, they get bounced, but that's probably a 60-minute match right there with a lot of bloodshed.
Someone's getting set on fire.
Speaking of getting set on fire, Mikey Whipwreck and Tajiri versus Rick and Scott, the Steiner brothers.
Homeboy. I will be candid in my comments. The Steiner brothers are my favorite tag team of all time. So by that alone, they're going to advance. But do you understand the size difference between Mikey Whipwreck and Tajiri versus Rick and Scott Steiner?
We're talking about maybe 385 pounds versus in the mid-90s, 560 pounds.
Bruh, I've seen them manhandle people that have no business getting manhandled. just replay all of 91 and 92 with the Steiner brothers. The Steiner brothers manhandled, in part, the team we just eliminated. When they went against Doc and Gordy the first time, bruh.
More digging.
Bruh. And that's a clash of the champions. That's in the Bill Watts era.
This is a fabulous competition right here.
FTG.
This is a fabulous competition right here.
WYBA.
It was a PAFN.
Yeah, for real. We left that one off the tape too. We should have had that one on there. PAFN. WYBA. PAFN.
You figure those things out. Don't email us. Don't even call us in Texas. Don't even shoot us any messages. We don't care.
I don't want to talk about it.
Fabulous competition right here. The Freebirds versus the Rougeos.
Freebirds.
All day long. There is not even a...
not even close. You have a rule named after you. That later became the New Day rule, but...
It's still the Freebird rule.
Next.
Bobby Roode, Cowboy James Storm, Beer Money.
Beer!
Money! Versus Rowan and Harper. It's not even close. Beer Money. For legacy, I believe they hold the record for the most TNA tag team championships.
You mean you ain't rocking with the Bludgeon Brothers?
Oh, they had a name? Exactly.
You remember when they got repackaged?
Yeah. I'm being funny, but
you being facetious. Yeah. The only thing I feel like is that Rowan and Harper would win the actual match. But yeah, you're right.
Even if you feel that way, and I give you that, it's still Beer Money.
You right.
Demolition, Axe and Smash, sometimes Crush.
Here comes the axe.
Here comes the smasher.
I was trying to do it along with the instrumental.
Oh, my bad.
Come on, sing.
Versus Barry Windham and Dustin Rhodes.
Whoa. Barry Windham, one of the most underrated talents in history. Dustin Rhodes, I mean, four decades in now?
Man, since the 80s, man. 80, 90, 2000. No, five.
He's not that older than 50. He wasn't wrestling out the womb.
No. But he was on TV. Was he not on TV in 89?
89 I missed. I know he was.
Because Cody was on TV in 95.
He was on TV in 96. Cody was a child in 96.
Didn't he have a match though?
Nah.
You might want to take a look at that.
Cody ain't wrestling in 96. He was watching the NWO. He's still in grade school.
I think Cody was involved in a match with Dusty Rhodes. I'm going to do some Googles in a second.
You're going to have to do some Googles.
Barry and Dustin never won tag team championships.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, how many times?
I want to say at least twice.
Demolition.
They ended up winning the same tournament that Doc and Gordy went over the Steiners in.
Ah, okay. Man, that was when I was completely out the loop.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of my early 90s WCW is like my guilty pleasure. Yep,
wheelhouse. Demolition.
All time great tag team.
All time great. They would be my favorites in this because I like them as heels and I like them as faces.
As far as lineage is concerned and legacy and resume, it's Demolition. They're just not my favorite.
Who would win the actual match?
That's hard to say. That's hard to call.
Coin flip?
I feel like Demolition's legacy doesn't call for a coin flip.
Because my only recollection of Barry Windham and Dustin Rhodes was on Saturday night.
On WCW Saturday night?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they're a championship team. They weren't together as long as Demolition. I think that their whole term of being a tag team might have lasted a year and a half. And then they broke up and start feuding with each other. So, yeah, I'm going to say Demolition.
I say Demolition, too.
Run it.
All right. Demolition wins that one. And a sleeper match. Good sleeper match. Yeah, this is going to be easy. Let me cue this one up real quick.
Uh-oh.
Triple X versus...
Nice knowing you, Triple X. Beat it. Prime time, baby.
We don't even need to have this discussion.
We out of here.
Mega Powers versus FTR.
FTR, just for the respect level.
Their legacy stock is rising, and they already have a legacy.
Savage is going to work the match of a lifetime with them, but Hogan is only coming in to do that spot. So if they're who's going to win the actual match, it's going to be Hogan and Savage because, you know, that's how things used to go.
However,
the tag team legacy, the tag team resume, and our favorites as a tag team, remember what kind of tournament this is, FTR.
Rock and Sock versus the Orient Express, Sato and Tanaka.
Rock and Sock.
Not even close. Not even close.
Thank you, Mr. Fuji, for your participation.
You're a Hall of Famer, and you're a winner in our hearts, but you're not with this shit on this one.
Not even with salt in the eyes.
War Machine versus Edge and Christian. Now, actual match, War Machine. Legacy, Edge and Christian.
All right.
Who's your favorite? Now, again, we specifically say War Machine because anything after that diminishes their legacy.
If you're cutting out everything after that, including the NXT run, it's Edge and Christian.
All right, there it is.
Edge and Christian have too many classics under their belt.
And multiple time tag team champions. Rock and Roll Express versus the Hollywood Blondes.
Oh, because the Hollywood Blondes are amongst my favorite. However, you can't argue tag team greatness.
Ricky and Robert, they define the tag team wrestling.
Facts. Absolute facts. And I swear to God, the Hollywood Blondes are amongst my favorite.
I think the Hollywood Blondes were probably the blueprint.
The filming hand signal, that I still use that now.
The Hollywood Blondes, I think, were probably... As you're cranking the camera. Hollywood Blondes were probably the 90s incarnation of the Midnight Express. And they weren't even heels.
They were hilarious.
They weren't even heels. They were just bad guys. There's a difference between a heel and a bad guy. Like, you loved to hate them and you hated to love them. Rock and Roll Express... Legacy, I mean, even to this day, like, what, last year were the NWA World Tag Team Champions in their 60s.
Tag team title reigns, far superior, longer tenure as a tag team. They wrote the book on tag team wrestling and selling. It's Rock and Roll Express, and I don't feel bad about it.
Yeah, rest in peace to Flying Brian Pillman. Rock and Roll Express, you get the Duke on this one. And you're walking away hurting, though.
Are you getting kicked in some places you don't want to be kicked in?
3 Live Crew versus AMW, America's Most Wanted.
A TNA standoff.
Back then, this was commonplace. AMW, more tag team championships.
You're right. It's America's Most Wanted.
The only thing here is, as a tag team, AMW were not my favorites between these two. But legacy, And who's winning the actual match? AMW.
All right, I can live with it.
All right, let's see here. Oh my God, I almost don't even want to do this one right now, but we've been going in order so far. Why break it up? Tama Tonga, Tongaloa, the Gorillas of Destiny versus Ole and Arn Anderson, the Minnesota Wrecking Crew.
I'm the one who said that the name the Minnesota Wrecking Crew should be enough to get out of the first round. Until you drew a group of Samoans. And we have a rule here on the Broken Pencil Booking
Company. You're not going over Samoans.
You don't go over Samoans. No, not when we're involved. I'm sorry.
Minnesota Wrecking Crew only lasted about 2 years.
Haku's going to be at ringside.
Gorillas of Destiny have been around for at least 7. And they're brothers. Real life. They have multiple title reigns in Japan. And they're winning the match. They're easily our favorite. Sorry, Ole and Arn. You're out of here in the first round.
Jeez.
God.
The Minnesota Wrecking Crew wins on legacy.
Yep.
They should win on title reigns. Yep. Should, but I don't know how many of them.
No, we talked the Wrecking Crew or the Gorillas of Destiny?
Wrecking Crew.
No, they had the longest title reigns between them. More than likely.
Okay.
But not the amount of title reigns because they weren't together that long.
And then favorites. And they're not. If it's Wrecking Crew versus Brainbusters, I'm picking Brainbusters. Arn is the common denominator, but yeah, Gorillas of Destiny.
Yeah. Money Inc. versus Harlem Heat.
Harlem Heat.
It's not even close.
Stevie Ray's a pencil pusher.
Number one.
Number first and foremost. Booker T might as well be one just by association.
De facto.
De facto pencil pusher.
Booker T actually approached my daughter and said hello to her in the HEB in Houston.
H-Town, stay down.
You know what I'm saying? So that gets points.
Yeah, it's straight favoritism. 10-time tag team champion.
And then there's that. There's your legacy. And Fifth Ward. Omaha, Nebraska, and Syracuse, New York, with legit wrestling background, is not going against the Fifth Ward.
You bald head, knock kneed fruit booty. In the words of Stevie Ray, slapjack.
New Day versus Pretty Wonderful.
New Day,
not even close. Not even close. A conversation.
Shout out to Paul
Orndorff, Paul
and
Roma.
Paul Roma, but nah, we no. Nah.
Beverly Brothers versus American Wolves.
I'm going to take the American Wolves.
I'm taking the Wolves, too. Again, not even close. Now, mind you, the Beverly Brothers, under their real names, did have runs elsewhere. However, we cannot count Herb Abrams' UWF as elsewhere. The Eliminators versus Rhythm and Blues. Eliminators. Not even close.
In unison.
Yeah, not even close. All right. And that takes us into the second round, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh!
We've actually done some damage here.
We're getting it done.
All right. We can actually go through the second round here and then take us to the Sweet 16. And that will take us into episode 98.
Let's do it.
All right. So, with no further ado, Ole and Arn. I'm sorry.
No. They've been eliminated. No. That's incorrect.
Arn, Tully, J.J. Dillon. Nope. Bobby Heenan, actually. Brainbusters. Arn and Tully versus D-Von and Bubba Ray.
Oh. Okay, legacy.
The legacy goes to Dudley Boys.
Because of the title reigns. Favorite goes to Arn and Tully.
Yeah. Yeah.
So who wins the actual match?
Because
here's the thing. For the most part, all of my favorite part of the Dudleys in ECW, they wrestle tornado tag matches the whole time. They don't really... ECW didn't have a lot of traditional tag matches. You had some... But for the most part, it was tornado style.
Even their exit match was an impromptu tornado match following a promo.
Facts.
So
remember when Raven came back?
Exactly.
Yeah. I really want to go Arn and Tully. I do. So if it's a coin flip, I'll live with the result, but I'm picking Arn and Tully.
I'm picking Dudley's because if we're talking about like with legacy involved, and this happens in a WWF ring or WWE ring for that matter, it's going to be the Dudley boys.
Because when I think Arn and Tully, I'm including the NWA run and the WWF run.
All right. So,
which they were champions in both.
Heads will be the Brainbusters. That's extra. Tails would be the Dudley boys.
All right, let's get it.
Flipping in the air, coming down. Tails, the Dudley boys.
Damn it.
I actually feel bad about that one, but it is trash. What it is.
Trash.
Dudley boys win it's on trash. A coin flip.
It's trash, what I say.
Man, poor Heenan. He's going ape shit on the outside. You know it.
Monsoon.
Oh, man. Street Profits versus Fabulous Freebirds.
I'm picking Street Profits just for, you know, for selfish reasons.
I'm right there with you. Confederate flags ain't going over here, fam. Nah.
You weren't finna go too far in this tournament. I'm sorry. I mean, you may say it means something different. Not over here.
Here's one that's out of the wheelhouse, which actually should have happened. Faces of Fear versus Demolition.
Ooh. Legacy goes to Demolition.
Yep.
Winning a real match still goes to the Faces of Fear.
What do we say about the favorites?
Who's your favorite?
No. What's happening with Samoans?
Samoans always go over. unless the odds are just stacked way up high, you always roll with the Samoans.
Santana and Ortiz, the Proud and Powerful versus FTR.
FTR again.
Listen, this is probably one of the only times I would actually pick anybody over Santana and Ortiz. FTR is easily the best tag team in the world right now, with or without belts.
Easily.
Road Warriors versus Edge and Christian.
Warriors.
I hate to do this to Edge and Christian, but this one's going to end real quick.
Road
Warriors. And probably with an injury.
We dine on danger and snack on death.
Snack on danger and dine on death.
Okay.
Yeah. Tell him, Hawk. Well,
it seems to me that it seems to be. Yeah. Road Warriors, hands down.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and jump this one right here too. Doom versus AMW.
Doom. Like, don't even waste a lot of time with that.
British Bulldogs versus Harlem Heat.
Harlem Heat.
Legacy winning a real match. Favorites. They win it right there.
Trifecta.
Motor City Machine Guns versus American Wolves. This is going to be a Matt classic.
Classic. I'm taking Motor City.
I am too, only because of longevity as a tag team.
I got you. Motor City Machine Guns.
I think combined time as a team may be pretty close between the both of them. But the fact that the Motor City Machine Guns can break up for almost 5 years and come back and not lose a step is pretty telling.
The only difference is I feel like the American Wolves might win the actual match.
But favorite.
And that's crazy. I don't really have a favorite out of those two.
I'm going to tell you that American Wolves didn't do it for me. But I will say this. The build up for Motor City Machine Guns as a team in their theme song, they had a storyline that was built around the debut of their theme song. And it was arguably one of the worst theme songs in the history of the industry that has now become one of the favorite theme songs in the history of the industry. Motor City Machine Guns wins it. Lots of entertainment factors involved with this one. Taking it to the other side of the bracket. Didn't we see this one too? Nasty Boys versus Steiners?
Yes, that's Halloween Havoc 1990.
Look at you.
in one of the stiffest. Okay, we talk about Brothers of Destruction versus Chronic and how that was a potato bar.
Yeah.
Bruh, this is potato stew.
Halloween Havoc 90?
1990. With the orange ring ropes.
I'm on it.
The main event is Sting versus Sid Vicious for the World Heavyweight Championship.
I am on it. As soon as this is over with, I'm on it.
Bruh.
So, Legacy, Steiners. Favorite, that there's it. That's two of the three right there. And who won the actual match?
Steiners.
There you go. So, that's a trifecta. Ooh, ooh, here's more of what we like to see. This happened once in the 80s with in WCW, where we had Arn and Tully versus Stan Lane and Bobby Eaton. It was a not so regular occurrence to have a heel versus heel tag team going against each other, and we saw that. This is going to be similar. Stan Lane and Bobby Eaton, the Midnight Express, versus Bobby Roode and Cowboy James Storm, Beer Money.
Midnight Express.
But the match.
Midnight Express.
You think so?
Jim Cornette is at ringside.
He's the X Factor. All right, got you. All right, I like it. I like it a lot. Beer Money, you're out of here.
I don't budge.
Here's a good one.
Okay.
The Good Brothers. Luke Gallows, Carl Machine Gun Anderson versus the UE, also known as Red Dragon, Kyle O'Reilly, Bobby Fish.
Good Brothers.
Man, this might be the best match on the damn card so far.
Like, Red Dragon is dope. They're undersized.
Good Brothers favorites?
In my opinion. Because it's not WWE. When we say Good Brothers, we're definitely
everything
not,
but WWE.
Yeah, we're thinking everything but. We're thinking Japan. We're thinking even currently in Impact. We're thinking everything that didn't take place in Stanford.
Right.
Good Brothers.
But match-wise, this is another Matt classic, I think.
Oh, no, it'll be great. They'll work it. They'll work the match great, but Good Brothers.
Hardys versus the Rock and Sock Connection. Dwayne Johnson and Mick Foley, or Mankind and The Rock.
You're not beating the Rock and Sock.
Well, I'm sorry. You had The Rock and or Mick Foley and or Cactus Jack and or Mankind and or Dude Love.
No, to hell with all that. I'm taking the OG incarnation, Mankind with the torn up dress shirt and the tie. With The Rock.
With the mask on.
Mask on. Put your mask on. Rock-a-Sock Connection.
They're winning the match.
They're my favorite.
They're the favorite, even though Hardys have the legacy.
Right. 2 out of 3.
Yep. FBI versus Rock and Roll Express. Sorry, FBI, I love you. You got to go. So,
the Sicilian shooter has been shot down.
Oh, shit. Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, The Outsiders versus Tama Tonga and Tonga Loa.
Whoa. Well, we have a rule around here. But does that rule apply when the opponents are like 6'7 and 6'11 respectively?
Yes. The bigger they come, the what?
Harder they fall.
Legacy, Outsiders. Favorites, tie.
You exactly.
Who's winning the match? You don't go against the Samoan.
Yeah.
It's a long
wow,
one.
Wow, that is crazy.
G.O.D.s?
G.O.D.s.
Wow. Good night, Scott Hall and Kevin Nash.
I mean, the only other thing you can do is a coin flip.
Well, I'll do you one better. In this one, if you're going to go out, if an old school rule, you go out on your back.
Okay. All right. So you put the ageism.
I had to, man.
That's ageism.
Oh, man.
Go ahead.
Here's a good one. Heart Foundation versus New Day.
Ooh.
Favorites, New Day. Hands down.
Yeah, favorites, New Day. Legacy, New Day.
They're longest two, reigning 2 out of 3.
Longest reigning tag team champions.
In the modern era.
Yeah.
And they actually, their reign was longer than the Heart Foundation's.
That match would be superb.
Yeah, the match is great. But the criteria, out of here. New Day.
Yeah.
New Day.
New Day.
All right. And last but certainly not least in this second round, the Head Shrinkers, Samu and Fatu, versus John Cronus and Perry Saturn, the Eliminators.
There's that damn rule again. I feel like the Eliminators had some of the most innovative tag team maneuvers of what spawned the modern era. All of these tag team combo moves that you see used nowadays.
High low, side by side, tandem offense in and out the ring.
Again?
Hold somebody while the other person crashes. Like, all this.
The Eliminators are innovators.
If rest in peace to Chris Kanyon.
Who better than Kanyon?
Nobody. If Chris Kanyon were a tag team, he'd be John Cronus and Perry Saturn.
Okay. So, and there against who?
The Head Shrinkers.
Wow. So.
And their legacy?
Legacy might go to the Head Shrinkers.
And it's close.
Yeah.
And it's mainly because of name.
Facts.
Winning the match in a fight.
You don't bet against a Samoan.
In this match. Because all the things that you said. Here's the edge.
Well, Perry Saturn's a former Army Ranger, so I think he can handle himself. Not totally sure on Cronus' background.
Favorite, though.
Eliminators.
Wow.
Only because I'm thinking of the Head Shrinkers as that 93-94 WWF tag team.
In this instance, the resume goes to the Eliminators. And with the resume goes the match. We just broke our own rule. You don't go against a Samoan. Samoans just got beat for the tag team championships.
Yikes.
Eliminators advance to the next round, ladies and gentlemen. And that's how it's done. We are two rounds deep, and you're picking. We'll come back with you in this next episode with the round of the Sweet 16. And we'll take you into our quarterfinals, semifinals, and our final round. So, Broken Pistol BC, all things social, BrokenPistolBC@gmail.com, showbrokenpistolbc.com. Suave, do what you always do, man.
Pencil pushers.
Yeah, man.
Heads up.
Yep.
Pencils down.
Right back at you.
The Broken Pencil Booking Company, a pro wrestling podcast infused with hip hop. Available on all streaming platforms, including TheBeastRadio.com.